I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In the past year, U.S. and NATO commanders have stepped up the use of airstrikes and night raids against insurgents in Afghanistan. But those strikes and raids have often resulted in civilian casualties. Just last Sunday, NATO airstrikes killed at least 9 civilians in southern Helmand. NATO has apologized for the incident, but today Afghan President Hamid Karzai stepped up his warnings to the coalition. Ali Ahmad Jalali is a former interior minister of Afghanistan. He's now living and working in Washington, D.C. at the National Defense University. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mr. Jalali, I want to begin with the words of President Karzai, with whom you worked previously in Afghanistan. I want you to tell me what you make of this as he spoke to reporters in Kabul today.
The Afghan people can no longer tolerate these attacks on their homes, and that one day the Afghan government will be forced, if you do not come to an understanding with us based on a negotiated solution to this, that is the prevention of bombardment of Afghan homes, that the Afghan government will be forced to take a unilateral action in this regard.
Mr. Jalali, when he talks about unilateral action, the president of Afghanistan, what is he referring to there?
Well, I don't know what exactly that means. However, it is clear that he is reacting to the popular resentment across Afghanistan, which has been going on for some time.
One of the difficult things to understand here is that NATO is saying that it never conducts these strikes without Afghan government coordination and the approval of the Afghan government. As the former interior minister, do you know that to be true?
Yes, I think there is some kind of cooperation and understanding between the Afghan forces and the international forces. However, there were some complaints that choosing the targets and acting on intelligence that is not confirmed usually causes these problems. The fighting insurgents who are taking shelter among the population usually causes civilian casualties. So therefore, it takes a lot of checking and rechecking of intelligent information so that it will minimize the civilian casualties and collateral damage.
And who's doing the checking, as far as you know? Is the Afghan government helping in that, in the confirmation of who the targets actually are and where they are?
Although the operations are conducted jointly with Afghan forces, in many cases where the special forces are involved and they are going on very important and high-value targets, the intelligence are not shared until the last minute.
I wonder if you can look at the larger picture here, because President Karzai made similar and even harsher statements warning NATO troops against firing on houses where civilians might be. He made them speaking Dari and Pashto, and I wonder how much you see this as perhaps his genuine attempt to limit or prevent civilian casualties, or how much is also for a domestic audience? Because if Karzai says NATO can no longer strike houses, one would think that would tell Taliban insurgents they can hide out in houses.
Yes, I think there are three reasons for these kind of statements. First of all, there is real grievances across the country, and they come to Karzai, and that creates that kind of a tension between the people and the government. The second is that when these civilian casualties are reported, Taliban and the insurgents take advantage of it and incite people and stoke people for demonstrations and actually use it as a propaganda that the international forces are here to kill you, not to protect you. And the third is that the government, or Karzai, looks weak and puppet if he does not react to these situations.
You were very close to running against President Karzai back in 2009. This time around, what are your intentions?
Yes, this time I'm trying to weigh my options, and my supporters are calling on me to run this time. This is the last term for President Karzai. So I'm weighing my options in the next 1 or 2 years.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking with us. Ali Ahmad Jalali, former Afghan Interior Minister. He now teaches at the National Defense University in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.